Hey, how's it going? I'm your host, Julian Kelly. You are now tuning into Marketing Fruit.
Hi guys, this is Jackie Cooper with J. Cooper Travels, and today I'm really excited to have Julian here. Julian actually and I have connected both on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn, and we have a lot of mutual interests. We are both in business. We're both in different ways in marketing, and we're both in the area of podcasting. So, Julian, thank you so much for being on today. I know our conversation is going to be fun, and it's going to be really interesting for individuals. So I appreciate your being on. How are you doing today?
I'm doing marvelous. You know, it's another day in paradise for me as usual. So I'm just enjoying the day. It's nice, sunny outside. Got a couple of errands I ran today. Got a nice little haircut. So I'm happy. How are you doing today?
Doing good. We're on the opposite ends of the country. I'm in Maryland. You're in California. Yet we both have kind of are walking similar paths from the podcast perspective. How did you get into podcasting? The focus of today's talk is for individuals that are thinking about going into podcasting. We're going to be chatting about our paths and things that we've learned.
Yes. So, you know, it's fairly interesting how I got into podcasting. I would have never thought I would have did something like this. You know, and when I started, it was a hope and a prayer. I'll be honest with you. So as a consultant, you know, I started out, you know, was doing what I was supposed to do, just getting to it, getting things done for my clients. And along the way, I found out that service management was a good add-on for my business because, again, as a consultant, you tell people what to do. Some businesses, they have that in-house team to put those things together, but a lot of times they need to outsource it. So, you know, I was working with a lot of contractors to, you know, make those things happen and was like, well, I need to make sure I can keep that money in-house. There's always going to be an upcharge. So might as well try to figure out how to keep some more profit in-house. So started a service management company. Went well, things are great, was out the gate with it, started an online retail store, and things were just great. And as I was just going through other things to do, you know, fun fact of what I do, I drive Lyft just you know, in my spare time. It's the best way to get real-time data, especially out here in Silicon Valley. It's just amazing. So was driving Lyft and was saying to myself, well, if I'm talking to a lot of people about marketing, about these type of topics, why not try to see if I can spread that to my audience, being that I'm a marketing consultant? You know, content is king, especially in 2020 at the same time. So I went out, bought a tape recorder, you know, and asked one person one day who was from Facebook, wonderful guy. And he was like, yeah, sure, no problem. Gave me so much confidence. Recorded the episode and was like, okay, well, I got to find out somebody to edit this. Edit it, you know, put it out there. Asked a bunch of my friends, like, hey, look, listen to this. Tell me what you think. They're like, oh, it's great. You know, and I was just hooked. So recorded another episode with somebody else. Again, Lyft is great. People want to have conversations anyway, so might as well record it. Got somebody else to record with me, and I was off from there. You know, just having that little bit of confidence, just, you know, and it wasn't like it took me 10, 20 people to do it either. It was just, you know, kind of like the first time I kind of broke out a conversation with somebody and it sounded pretty interesting. I was like, hey, look, let's stop this right here. We got another 20 minutes going on. Can I just record this? Let's just run this all the way back. And I'm like, yeah, sure, no problem. You know, and it was just gave me so much confidence and I just had to make sure to continue to grow off of that. And that's kind of how I got my podcast started. Hope and a prayer.
So you mentioned something when you were talking. You mentioned that you are in marketing. Tell me a little bit more about your marketing business and the type of clients that you have.
So the Kelly Enterprise Consulting Group, we're a marketing consulting firm that specializes in short-term strategies that reduce friction and, of course, raise profit margins. And the type of clients that we're working with right now, we've worked with some nonprofits, worked some for-profit companies, a gaming company. And then, you know, there's always been the, you know, the little small businesses that came through the door in a lot of different industries. You know, it's there's nobody really that we want to niche with because marketing, it's so broad. It's so great. And what excites us the most is having challenges, you know, just doing the same thing on a on a repetitive basis, you know, it can really get bogging down for a lot of people, you know. I'm sure you've seen some of those things in your days. It was just so bogging down. So we got to open it up, and it's been great. But yeah, again, just making sure that we wanted to get as much content to our audience as possible. That's when we got that podcast going on.
So I ended up starting in the podcast area. I guess it was late spring, and that was because of being in the travel space. I really wanted to kind of give, even though we were in the COVID time period, I really wanted to kind of give information on locations and different packages and things like that. And then I realized that I have over 11,000 connections on LinkedIn, and I was meeting more and more people who have wonderful stories that I felt people should hear about, and inspiring stories, and they've all traveled to different places as well. So the first podcast that I created, Jay Cooper Travels, I've kept the name because I believe that we always, you know, in our personal life as well as in business or in our development, personal development, we travel in different ways. And so I've kept the Jay Cooper Travels podcast name. And then I created three other podcasts because of one of my business partners in Scotland. We have the Love Travel Scotland podcast to help promote businesses that are struggling over there because of the COVID situation. And also to tourists and individuals who want to visit Scotland can learn about the off the beaten path places that the locals kind of know about. So we're featuring different businesses on that podcast, as well as the Facebook group, Love Travel Scotland. And then the other two podcasts that I have, one is a virtual career day podcast, because different individuals, I developed that because as a teacher, even though my background is both as law as well as a teacher, I know that all schools have career days at some point. So having a virtual career podcast will help schools down the road when they are looking for a variety of speakers. So I have that. And then the last podcast is also fun because I've invested in cryptocurrency in Bizcoin, which is a utility coin. I have Crypto Mom. So that podcast I decided to do because I was meeting people in the crypto world, both accountants and other individuals. And I, at first, when I started in investing, I was very skeptical and hesitant. And I, you know, again, there are always research that you need to do, but I missed out on the Bitcoin phase. So I knew that I wanted to kind of take advantage of some of the development. And what's really funny is that, and I posted this on Facebook the other day, I just got a notice on PayPal, and PayPal, you know, put a note saying, if you, meaning their PayPal people, are interested in investing in cryptocurrency, you know, join the waitlist. So cryptocurrency is actually becoming a lot more mainstream, and Bizcoin is actually hosting a major conference in Turkey this weekend. And it has an ecosystem where you can buy air, hotel, a whole slew of things. And it's been going up. So, you know, individuals who are listening to this podcast in the pod, just so for if people are new to podcasting world, there's a block of information above the podcast, and I will have Joyen's contact as well as my contact. So that way you can kind of connect with both of us, with both of our podcasts, as well as, you know, the various areas that we're into. And you can definitely ask questions. So Joyen, with your podcast, do you find that you had to do anything different technically, or how did you set up your podcast?
I would just like to start by saying, you know, podcasting, it's so amazing. You know, there's a lot of businesses out there that find so many different marketing paths to take for their business. And in 2020, you would not think that marketing or a podcast or a video or anything like that would be beneficial to you. But podcasting has been very, you know, it's been one of the best ways to market my business, because I talk about it a lot. I talk about what I do. You know, I kind of give my expertise all the time. And if somebody likes the conversation I'm having and listen to it over and over and over and over again, it's like little marketing campaigns over and over again. I don't have to pay for it. It's a one-time thing. It's so great. But I when I got started, there wasn't nothing technically that I had to do different. It was just go ahead and get some content recorded. And once I get it recorded, I got a good recorder. I started out with a Zoom H6 handy recorder. Those are pretty highly recommended when it comes to just on the go podcasting. So it was just about making sure that I've learned how to record while on the go, because again, it started out while I was driving Lyft. So just making sure that scenario was going to be good enough to record was really what I had to focus on. With COVID again, I'm sure as a lot of people's known, things have changed up. So for any in-person podcasting that's been going on, it's been a lot of changing. So we've been adding on a lot of things to the podcast, which again, not so much technical difficulties, but it's just a lot of new things, a lot of fun, and a lot of grinding that you just have to do to make sure you see fruition. And when it comes to marketing it, there was, so many different things that I've been able to do. I've actually been going back to, the old ad message in, because it's just so effective. There's with the 10% rule of, I guess, a lot of social media, you find that you're going to either pay a lot of money or you're going to do a lot of work. I have about 16,000 friends on LinkedIn myself. So, it's just every day. It's just, copy, paste in, just to make sure we get that message out there. At least for some of it, I put some money down, don't shy away from it. But, you always got to get back to it, because sometimes when you get back to it, especially when you don't have so much going on with slow times like this, it's always good and it's always humbling. That camaraderie, and it also shows the rest of the team that if you can go out and go back to doing things like this, when you're asking of them, then it's not that bad.
So let me go back to your business, because I know that's how we initially connected, even though we have been talking about podcasting. If people wanted to use you in your business, how would they reach out to you? And, what would you want them to share with you so that way you would know how to best help them?
So, a lot of things that are going on right now, I know there's a lot of businesses that are struggling. If you can always just reach out on the KellyEnterprise.com, book a meeting, book a time for us to have a conversation. You can always find me on LinkedIn, Julian Kelly. If those things are in benefit for you right now, marketing through, This is the place to be. If you go and listen to an episode of Marketing Fruit, I'm sure there's going to be a couple of golden nuggets that you can take from that conversation. Just this conversation today, there's a lot of golden nuggets that you can take and hopefully apply that and take it and make your business better every day. Because a lot of things, it's really about consistency. There's so many different things that you can do, but you want to make sure that you don't have friction. That's the biggest thing. If you find out that you're spending 5, 10, 20 hours a day, and you're only getting out 2 social media posts, a couple of emails, and it seems like you're just doing a lot of work for nothing, give me a call, reach out to me, anything like that. I'm happy to help. There's a lot of things that we can do. There's a lot of money that's out there, and I don't want you to leave no money on the table.
That's definitely winning advice there. I am going to recommend to everyone who is thinking about doing podcasting, reach out to either myself or to Julian. We can definitely, give you tips on how to start your own podcast. We've both, have experienced, how to do it. And just like with Julian, it has opened up a whole new world. I mean, I have talked to individuals in Romania. I've talked to individuals, in Europe, as well as the United States and a lot of other locations. And it's just, it's fascinating to speak to people, both for a podcast as well just to learn everyone's stories, because everyone has such a wonderful path and you can always learn something from everyone. So Julian, thank you so much for being on. I look forward. I know you're a designer and you have a lot of other things that you didn't want to talk about right now. I look forward to having a series of podcasts with you. And any last minute thoughts that you want to share before we wrap up?
Well, you know, of course, I love the fact that you allow me to come on to the show. I appreciate it. Anytime that I can come on back, I'm happy to do it. There's so many things that I have going on, you know, and, you know, so much. There's so many, so little time. So trying to condense it all, that's definitely a challenge. But anytime that I can come back on, spread some more knowledge and give some more updates on what I'm doing, I'd love to it. I'd love to. Anytime, just give me an invite. I'm here, night or day.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for being on today.
Not a problem. I appreciate it.